got a lot of other cleaning up to do today. You know, you look back, and here's a study that I alluded to at the top of the program, and I want you to hear about this because it is important. Heart attacks are on the rise dramatically ever since the beginning of the COVID pandemic. Is it coming from COVID? Is it coming from the mRNA jabs? It's not quite clear, but here is what's clear. The Smith Heart Institute at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center published a new report in the Journal of Medical Virology, that is, Journal of Medical Virology. By the second year of the pandemic, 2022, heart attacks in the age group 45 to 64, that age group increased by 19.6%. My age group, up almost 20%. For 65 and older, a 13.7% jump. But the real dangerous area, 25 to 44, an increase of almost 30% in the incidence of a heart attack. That's right, myocarditis. And despite all that, Bill Gates and others sticking with the idea that COVID-19 somehow made its way from a bat colony 900 miles away from Wuhan, and it did so naturally. It went from 900 miles away from lesser horseshoe bats to Wuhan and just magically propagated from there. Weird idea to cling to, but that's Bill Gates for you. Listen to this.
You just referenced intentional pandemics. Do you harbor any doubts about the origins of COVID-19?
No, the evidence is very clear that it's naturally caused. It's a bad virus, and we're going to have natural epidemics, and sadly, we may have some unnatural epidemics in the future.
You know, where is this evidence that it's naturally caused, Billy? It's very clear, is it? So clear, in fact, that people all over the world are saying, wait a second, it looks like it came from the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I guess Bill's just not reading his memos. By the way, Gates says any pandemic will take only a fraction of the resources it's going to take to solve global warming. Yeah, that's what he really wants. They want the climate emergency declared worldwide. Here's what he was spewing recently down under. Here's more of it. Listen to this.
Is the threat of the next pandemic as urgent now as the threat from climate change?
Well, they're very different. You know, climate change just gets worse every year as long as you continue emissions. A pandemic, we're likely to go a fair period of time without either a naturally or intentionally caused pandemic. But when it does strike, we saw it's tens of millions of lives and tens of trillions of dollars. Fortunately, the cost to be ready for the next pandemic is a rounding error compared to what it takes to retool the modern economy to solve climate change. So preparation for earthquakes, pandemics, governments are responsible for their people's welfare. And so a modest investment should make us able to not have a severe pandemic.
Yeah, a severe pandemic, we're going to have to prepare. But it's a fraction of the money to prevent that, that it will be to stop climate change. Well, thank you, Bill. Yeah. Here's one more thing from Bill Gates. I mean, once we're on the Bill Gates trail, why not? Here's a guy who just said that the bats made their way naturally. 900-mile flight. They left their cave early that day, packed a lunch. Had a couple of overnights at the Holiday Inn Express, made it all the way to Wuhan. Remarkable, really. Bill Gates says he's tried to fight back against misinformation about himself online, but says it's a losing battle because people say dishonest things about him all the time. Poor Bill. Life's rough. Here it is. Listen.
A virulent conspiracy theory emerged during the pandemic that you were using the vaccine rollout to control people, even to the extent of people claiming you wanted to insert chips inside them. Now, a lot of those ideas were spread by tech companies, by platforms owned by tech companies. Did you ever complain to them about those debates going on unchecked?
Yeah, I mean, I think every time the question's asked, it helps spread the rumor. So, you know, maybe I should complain even more. But I certainly point out false stories when they're published, or even people who highlight sort of almost silly misinformation.
But did you talk to the tech companies about how those debates were being carried out?
Yeah, there's a constant dialogue of anybody who gets, this crazy stuff published, of going to the digital platforms and saying, hey, look at this, look at that.
Yeah, look at this, look at that. Here he is, getting busted. Me too. Happens. Anyhow, here's another little tidbit from the COVID hotline, if you will. A growing number of doctors say they won't get COVID-19 booster shots. The medical community is awake now. It took a long time, but it's awake. A growing number of doctors say they won't get that, citing a lack of clinical trial evidence. There was never any evidence to take it. A lot of propaganda to take it, but no evidence. I'm taking my last COVID vaccine without RCT-level evidence. It will reduce my risk of severe disease, said Dr. Todd Lee, infectious disease expert at McGill University. Lee was pointing to the lack of randomized clinical trial, RCT, for the updated boosters, which were cleared in the U.S. and Canada in the fall of 22, primarily based on data from experiments with mice. He's received 3 vaccine doses, said he's done. Dr. Vinay Prasad, a professor of epidemiology, biostatistics, University of California, San Francisco, said he wouldn't take any additional shots until clinical trial data becomes available. Doctors saying no more. I took at least one dose against my will. It was unethical and scientifically bankrupt, he said. All those conspiracy theories coming true once again. Remarkable, isn't it? That the people of this country generally know better. They know better. It's a general rule. And they're saying no more of this gamesmanship. And I'm with them. And I'm with you. We'll take a break here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.